The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. Helping to feed those in need. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, Michigan Ag Today is partnering with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting and Feeding America to help reduce the number of hungry people across Michigan. With more, here's Eric Pfeiffer.
Food insecurity in the United States is a real issue, and the numbers are staggering.
Over 47 million people in the country are food insecure. Around 13 million children. That's one in five of our children. We're food insecure in this country right now.
That's Claire Babineau-Fontenot, CEO of Feeding America. While many assume that this is mostly an urban issue, she says that's far from the truth.
The vast majority of counties with the highest rates of food insecurity in this country are rural. And I bet I don't have to tell that to the people who are listening for them to know it. Surely they know about people in their community who are struggling to make ends meet.
That's why we've partnered with the National Association of Farm Broadcasting and Feeding America to solicit donations to help feed these rural community members who need it most. If you visit NAFBHunger.com, you can make a donation through Feeding America that will stay in your community. You can find that link at MichiganAgToday.com. There's also this misconception that most of the people who utilize food banks are unemployed and not looking for work. Babineau-Fontenot says that, too, is a myth.
But the vast, vast majority of people who come to these food banks are people who work, people who have at least one job, people who want the same things for their families that you want for yours and that I want for mine, and who struggle and make ends meet. And what we try to do is be there for them in those moments with an aspiration that when they lift themselves up out of that moment, that they'll be there for somebody else.
She thanks farmers for providing the nutritious food that food banks rely on to distribute to the community. We thank you, too, and we ask you to step up again and make your donation today at NAFBHunger.com. Again, the donation will stay in your community. Join us to help feed your neighbors in our rural communities. Again, that link, MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Looking to upgrade your existing machinery with the latest technology? Then ask any Burnup's equipment dealer in Michigan and Indiana about Ag Leader, the pioneer in precision agriculture. From harvesting, managing, planting, steering, and sinking, Ag Leader offers a variety of precision farming products to improve your farm's productivity and efficiency across every season. Contact Burnup's Equipment, your local Ag Leader dealer, at 269-273-3253. To learn more.
I'm Ben LaCrosse from Leelanau County and president of Michigan Farm Bureau, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Another mostly dry day over Michigan, but moisture is lurking to the west. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. Full sunshine as we get started, but clouds are going to be increasing over the UP with rain showers pushing in over the western UP as we move through this afternoon. This is part of a weather system that's putting down moisture in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even down into Illinois. So we're going to have to watch and see whether this moisture crosses Lake Michigan overnight tonight. It's going to give it the old college try. And so I'm putting in some hit and miss scattered showers in Michigan through the day tomorrow. Looks like the biggest potential for showers and thunderstorms ends up being in the thumb tomorrow midday and early afternoon. So we're going to watch that, but I think coverage ends up being at about 40% of the state in general as we move from the overnight tonight through tomorrow midday and afternoon. Going into the rest of the week, Thursday, Friday, we're watching moisture that wants to come together in the west. Big thunderstorm complex dies out in Iowa on Thursday. So I think at this point we are dry everywhere on Thursday. Friday, we see that thunderstorm complex trying to come back, but I think it stays to the west through Friday. Saturday is the day that I'm looking at for moisture to come through all of Michigan as a frontal boundary sweeps through. Quarter to three quarters of an inch of precipitation, 100% coverage. Behind it, we are dry for Sunday, and I think we stay dry for next week, Monday into early Tuesday, before we see a little bit more instability give us some scattered showers and pop-up thunderstorms Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
A rough day for the grain markets on Monday. With more, here's Andy Eubank and market analyst John Zanker.
A new week. It will be a full week of trade. It will be a WASDE report week at the end of the week. But we start, John, with weakness on Monday. Double-digit losses in corn and beans. Wheat followed the corn market lower and up to 30 cents lower on some of the bean contracts. Weakness is coming from where mostly?
Well, you know, this looks like one of those July 4th weekends where you go in with a hot and dry forecast and the market's been on a big run. The forecast on Friday was hot and dry, and then all of a sudden over the weekend it's changed to cooler and wet, and we've seen that seems like a dozen times over the last 20 years. But, you know, there wasn't any concerns about the weather Thursday, and nothing new popped up there over the weekend to change that. So this one's all about we ran this market up on Wednesday, Thursday on ideas that something big was going on with the Chinese, and President Trump was going to talk about something big on his trip to the state fair in Iowa. And that didn't happen. So the first down leg was due to that. And then the second down leg was due to a tweet that he's going to add 25% tariff to Japan and South Korea on August 1st if they don't reach a trade deal. So there was too much anticipation of something good happening, and then that all went away, and this is the result. So, and, you know, we're not really seeing – I'm a little bit concerned with the weather, and we're starting to miss some rains here. And we saw some rains in parts of northern Indiana yesterday, but it wasn't good coverage, and northern Illinois is in the same spot. So – great-looking crops out west, and a little bit of concern still here in the eastern belt.
Market analyst John Zanker. Settlements from Monday, September corn dropping 16 and three quarters to 403 and a half. December corn 16 and a quarter lower at 420 and three quarters. August soybeans falling 24 cents to 1031 and a half. September beans 1013 and a half, 27 and three quarters lower. September wheat down 8 and a quarter to 548 and a half. A different story for the livestock markets, though. August live cattle up $1.85 at $215.90, and August lean hogs a dollar higher at $107.10. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.